Dan Cope, one of our Patriot Monday guys. And Dan, I wonder if there's any tears being shed in your locker room as you prep for Miami this weekend or this week. Matt Light's sparring partner, Channing Crowder, no longer part of the Dolphins. So what's Matt Light going to do this week?
I think he's going to get ready to play who's ever there. So I'm sure Matt's heartbroken, but I think we'll all move on.
Dan, you look at this team, this defense, like you said, Crowder's not there anymore, but still, the challenges that they bring, their front seven, you still got a guy in Cameron Wake that you always have to be worried about. As far as a unit, what kind of challenges do they bring?
I think they bring a huge challenge. Their defense, you just take a look at them, is very talented, very experienced, and they've proven that they're a good defense, and they've shown it this year again. So, we've got a big challenge this week.
Individually, Dan, a guy like Cameron Wake, Luke kind of mentioned him, but we watched this team. We watched the Dolphins, and they plugged this kid out. And he's a CFL guy, and it just seems like he has emerged as a player that your offensive line going to have to keep an eye on him. It's a great group, but Cameron Wake is an individual, the impact he makes on that defense.
I think you just take a look at the last couple of years and the type of years that he has and the production that he's been able to do for them. I mean, how he plays, how he gets off the ball, and really gets to the quarterback and tracks down running backs, makes plays really every week. So he's obviously a someone that is very disruptive, and we need to be able to block and handle.
Tom Brady was talking about that nastiness on that offensive line, and one guy in particular, Brian Waters. A lot like a lot of people saying he's just like Logan Mankins. He's got that nasty attitude. I want you to hear Tom Brady first off talking about that nasty attitude in that offensive line.
That whole front five that we have, the nastier they are, the more intimidating they are. Look, Logan doesn't take crap from anybody, and neither does Matt Light. He was throwing punches at Channing Crowder a few years ago. And Brian's been the same way over the course of his career. So, look, they have an edge to them, and I think that's what makes those guys successful. Is when they take the field, they don't take any crap. They play to the echo of the whistle, and that's how they think they need to play, and that's how they get their edge.
First off, I'm not happy you didn't mention your name. You're a nasty guy.
But I try and get the job.
What does a 12-year vet, though, like Brian Waters, you hear about him, he kind of steps right in. Quick little learning curve for him, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so. He's a smart guy. Fortunately, I think he's been in a similar offense and situation. So hopefully he'll be able to pick it up quick, and that's what this week will be for, and bring him along and really just let him play, I guess, and just see what he can do. He's got a tremendous reputation and what he's done in the past, and this year he's just trying to come in and help his team.
Hey, Dan, is it a different relationship when a new guard, we play with a new guard, because you're playing right next to the guy, in terms of getting that communication down, because you're going to play next to him, do you take any more responsibility in helping Brian, pick up some of the things that your offensive line is going to try to do beginning on Monday night?
I don't think I take any more responsibility than everybody else in that, locker room or, especially the line meeting room. I think we're all very helpful and want to, help out the new guys and really just, when we're watching film or, go over certain things or walkthroughs or practice, where everybody's really talking to him just to, bring him up to speed on how we do things and our calls and what we expect. And, he's a great player and he's been for a long time and, he just needs to get in here and feel comfortable.
You guys head down to Miami, open things up there next Monday. I know you're heading into your ninth year. Going into the opening week, ninth year into it, it's a lot different than I'd imagine your first couple of years, but you still have those same butterflies going into game one?
I still have the same butterflies that, I had when I was in grade school. I think, when you don't have those butterflies, it's, then it's time to look to do something else. So, every game I feel the same way, and you get that antsy butterfly feeling, and this week will be no different.
You joked about it before when we started talking about a couple weeks back about practicing indoors. You said a lot of guys are going to lose some weight. I'd imagine, now it's not exactly going to be a heat wave down in Miami. I saw it's about 85, maybe 75 game time. Still going to be a hot one out there opening this thing up early in September.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. It's a different type of weather that we're used to. We're traveling down there, we get to do a great job of hydrating and taking care of our bodies and getting them ready to go. This one's for real, and no one's coming out of this one.
All right, it's a tough one to get into here, Dan, before I let you go, but we got to ask, what happened to Boston College this weekend?
I didn't see the game.
Oh, Mita Perel's going to be crying.
Yeah, I didn't see the game, so I saw the final score, so that was the unfortunate part.
Dan, we appreciate it. Best of luck Monday. Look forward to talking next week.
All right, guys, sounds good. Have a good one.